Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, let's follow up on the precious metals, more specifically on gold. Now, it looks like gold might have put in a nice bottom right around that, let's say 1760, 1770 level just last week, and we are starting to bounce a little bit. Now, you look at something like a weekly chart, even a daily chart, still very much a downtrend that the metals have been in since that peak just below 2100. But what's the narrative you are playing off of as you look at the gold chart, trying to balance out, is a near-term bottom in? What kind of a rebound are we going to get? What are you seeing, Jordan?
Well, Corey, those are great questions. There's a lot of nuance in my view right now because I don't think everything is perfectly clear. You have a lot of factors that are diverging. And so that makes it kind of tricky to get, for me to get a real confident sense as to where things are going 3 months from now, next 6 months. I do think over the next couple months, the trend is higher. We've had a significant correction. We've hit extremes on the downside. And I do think that metals and miners are going to rally here this winter. So I will say that. After that, it really depends on some technical damage has been done in the metals, Corey. And so I don't think this rally is going to go all the way straight up and break out. I don't think that's going to happen. So I think we're going to rally. There could be some consolidation and chop after that. There's two things I'm looking at. The first thing is gold and gold stocks. They've lost a lot of relative strength. So they've been very weak in real terms. Gold has been weak against foreign currencies. Gold has been very weak against the stock market. The gold stocks have been very weak against the stock market. However, the other side of that is that relationship, that ratio, will be at its weakest at the bottom of a correction. So that's possible, and that's why we need to see how much relative strength can this sector regain over the next month or two, because that will tell us if this is anything more than an oversold bounce. Then you have the dollar, which I haven't checked it today because I've been busy on other things, but I think yesterday it looked like it was breaking down. So the dollar is at a huge move lower, yet metals, gold and silver, have not moved higher in line with that. So that's something, I mean, that's another question mark. So given all those factors, there is, at least from my vantage point, there is some uncertainty beyond this likely short-term rebound. But Corey, I will say, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that these low prices that we've seen, especially in miners, GDX and GDXJ, there's a pretty good chance that those are the lows for this correction. You know, even if the market were to rally and then chop around for 2, 3, 4 months after the rally. So there's a lot of nuance to my view right now. And hopefully things will be more clear, at least to me, over the next month or two. But that's essentially how I see it right now.
Okay, Jordan, let's dive a bit more into the stock action then, but also balanced out with U.S. markets, because one of the arguments has been that over the last maybe week, as gold has bottomed or was bottoming, the stocks were bottoming before that. They were telling us that potentially we were getting to the end, at least a short-term end to the correction. But as you mentioned, gold stocks have still drastically underperformed the U.S. equity market. So what is more important, looking at the stocks compared to the gold price, or still valuing the stocks compared to U.S. markets?
That's a really good question. Well, in the context of the trend in the sector, yes, we want to see the stocks outperform the metals, and they bottomed before the metals did. Specifically, the gold stocks bottomed, and I think it was a couple days after that, you know, gold sold off pretty aggressively. Then it made a bullish hammer. I think it was on Monday, or I might have my days mixed up. So I think both are important, but at least in the context of seeing this market turn from a correction to a rebound, It was important to see the stocks outperforming the metal. With respect to the stocks outperforming the stock market, I think that as far as, I don't want to say it's more important over a longer term view, but it's just another thing to look at, to analyze, because if the stock market continues to rip and roar higher in 2021, it's just very difficult to see precious metals outperforming. Now, they can certainly, this is something we've discussed in recent years, if the stock market's going up, that's better for silver relative to gold. It's better for the silver stocks. It's better for the junior stocks. So it's worse for the large miners and the large royalty companies. So it's not necessarily a bad thing for the sector. But, Corey, if we see the stock market rising next year and it's outperforming precious metals, you're not going to see a vertical or impulsive advance in precious metals if that's the case.
Good point, because that balance between U.S. markets outperforming is something we were talking about 2+ years ago, and it does hold back precious metals from getting more money flowing into it, even though the precious metal stocks can go up as U.S. markets are also going up. Jordan, can I ask you about the bond market too, though? Because there's a balance here. Bonds have also been selling off. That means interest rates have been gradually moving higher, especially on the long end. And it also just goes to show, I think, that investors are taking less protection out there. They are getting more aggressive on risk on assets. Do you pay attention, or are you paying attention to what's going on in the bond market recently as well?
Yes, I am. And I think this is something that we may have talked about this a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And as I'm talking here, I just want to bring up a few charts of the bond market. But here's the, I think what's going on right now, Corey, or at least in recent months, and how it relates to the bond market in precious metals is, now the initial driver of this move in precious metals has been really low rates. I mean, negative rates in some cases, rates are really low, interest rates are not rising. So money goes into bonds, it goes into gold. And so we could be seeing the flip side of that, or at least we could be seeing that reverse. And so what that means is all of the people who came in and bought gold in line with bonds because of negative real interest rates, or excuse me, negative nominal rates, really low rates, the threat is more recession than inflation, that trade has to be unwound. And so temporarily, when that unwinds, it's more bullish for the stock market and commodities, because you're moving away from fear, recession, economic weakness, et cetera, to, okay, we're going to get some reflation. And because of the capital inflows into gold, initially, the change of that benefits commodities and stocks a lot more than gold. That's at least initially. But, Corey, if we see this trend continue, what will happen? And what has been happening since the August peak in precious metals, the yield curve is steepening. I'm looking at a chart of the 10 to 2 year spread, it's steepening, it's trending higher. And that's because we see the 10-year yield trending higher, while the 2 year yield, which is a proxy for the Fed funds rate, I'm looking at that. I mean, that as of yesterday was only at 17 basis points. The 10-year as of yesterday was at 92 basis points. So that spread is getting wider. And so as inflation expectations continue to materialize, what will happen is bonds will continue to sell off. And so you'll see the 10-year yield, the 30-year yield, those yields will move higher. But the 2-year yield, the proxy for the Fed funds rate, that is only going to inch higher, if it even moves higher at all, because we know that the Fed is going to stay at zero for at least a couple more years. And so if inflation expectations continue to materialize, we see higher inflation, we see bonds selling off, long-term yields going higher, that is going to lead to real interest rates continuing to decline because the Fed is not going to hike rates. So the two-year yield or the Fed funds rate, that is going to stay extremely low while long-term yields continue to rise. And so that is bullish for precious metals. I mean, as this trend, which may be in its infancy right now, as this trend continues and sustains itself, that's very bullish for precious metals because you have the yield curve steepening, you have real interest rates moving more and more to the downside. It's just that the very beginning of this, Corey, is an unwinding of that fear trade, you know, recession trade, zero rates trade, which is very good for gold. An unwinding of that is initially negative for precious metals and more bullish for the other sectors. But ultimately, if this continues, it's very bullish for precious metals. So I know that was a long answer, but I hope it answered the question.
Yeah, I think that was very good. And something to understand is that you do need that unwinding of a certain trade, which the whole recession trade or that disinflation, whatever we want to call it, that trade is generally unwinding here, but we still don't have a whole lot of clarity as to how we're going to come out of this next year with the vaccine news. And also one other thing we need to consider is what the Fed's going to do regarding yield curve control and if they do get more aggressive with some sort of yield curve control. But overall, let's just wrap it up by summarizing the precious metals moves. It looks like gold and I guess even silver, you can say, although silver just more or less moves sideways. They have put in a near-term bottom. We do need a little bit of more proving to the upside. And the stocks, we need to balance them out with what's going on in U.S. markets. Jordan, what are you going to be watching most closely as we go through this year as a general summary, please?
I will be watching the relative performance of precious metals against the stock market. I will be watching to see if we see gold and silver stocks outperforming gold and silver, and how will they be performing against the stock market. Those are things that I'm really keying on. Because last thing, I do think, you know, if I do think it's possible that before the big next move up in the sector, that we could see miners really start to outperform the metals, like right before that, as a signal for that next big move higher. So that's why I'm going to be keying on that over the next couple months.
All right, Jordan, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to your website, The Daily Gold, below this interview. And you and I will be chatting again next week, giving everybody a general update on what you're seeing in the precious metals. Jordan, great chatting with you, man. Have a great rest of your week.